is true culinary. This is what's behind the scenes. Cook it in the kitchen and make money when we eat. Oh.
Fresh dishes, stories from the kitchen.
Kitchen rolls from the gutters in broadcast form.
Okay, no one's hungry. We all fed, baby. It's episode 65555 of the Rags to Dishes podcast. I'm your host, Max Messier Richter. With me, as always, is Dan Cotter holding an 11 gram blunt.
Yo, dem belly full, bro, and yeah. We're responsible. We fucking fed the community.
Goddamn straight, bro.
All right, so listeners, you're here for the official Rags to Dishes pop-up recap, all right?
Yeah, this is the recap. You know, the episode of Stephen Chevalier came out last Monday. This will come out the Monday after, but, you know, we fresh off a big dub. That's all I got to say.
Dude, it's steady taking big dubs out here. Dub. Shout out to everybody that showed up, and you know, less of a shout out to those that didn't. I mean,
how embarrassing.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, how embarrassing. I mean, I understand. I bet when we were announcing the pop-up, those listeners were like, doubt it.
But honestly, dude, some of the people that came out, I doubted it.
Yeah.
Sonya. I didn't think Sonya was
dude, come. Big Sonya showing from through. Sonya. Yeah, yeah.
Big showing.
Won't come on the pod, but we'll come to the pop-up.
Yeah, same with Kelly Shea.
She can't say no to champagne chicken, Sonya.
Yeah, you know, she saw that menu and came running.
She might not have shown if it wasn't champagne chicken.
Actually, she actually definitely wouldn't have shown if it wasn't champagne chicken.
Yeah.
Also want to give a big shout out to Casey Sylvia for helping out.
She crushed it.
Crushed front of the house. I'm going to take a break on this fucking...
Yeah, it's a big blow.
We already smoked a gram of it.
We got a long way to go.
Casey held it down wicked hard. Dude, I just realized that in like some of the footy I got that Casey was wearing her Bucktown hat the whole time.
Oh, yeah, really? That's so funny.
We were on other planets.
She was repping hard. She was repping the podcast super hard by wearing that.
And yeah, we don't have...
Listen, dude, we're taking
talking
them back.
Talking about big dubs.
Listen, we're taking them back here. This is like early podcast. It's just me and Max. Okay, we're going guestless.
Yeah, there's no guests. There's no guests.
Taking them back to the early days.
Yeah, if you were with us through the first 15, thank you. Or first 16, whatever it was.
We did. We sprinkled in maybe one or two more after that without a guest. But, you know.
It's nice to have you just sitting across from me, man. Just two homies that went to battle together.
Okay, yeah, true. Let's talk about that battle, though. Let's talk about the other night, bro. So how early should we talk about prepping the night before? I mean,
yes, yeah, let's.
Yeah, so we showed up at Bolt Coffee the night before the pop-up, and we prepped till what, midnight?
Well, you showed up late. Let's start there.
I couldn't find parking. I was there time, okay. But I was circling the block for 20 minutes because I couldn't find parking.
It's like 35 minutes late.
You're exaggerating. I was there at 8:20.
No way. But yeah, they had like a night service that night. So we couldn't get in there till like 8 p.m.
Yeah. So we get there at 8, or I guess I got there a little later, and we start prepping. Dude, this fucking guy, Max over here, he goes, "All right, you're doing the fucking chicken." And I'm like, "All right, bet. Yeah, like I'll fucking trim chicken." He goes, "Yeah, it's right there in the fucking walk," and I grab it. The shit is barely plucked, my guy. The shit was completely bone in. Dude, it was breasts not even split, bone in, skin on, all the shit, all the trappings. And Max is like, "Oh, yeah, you're doing the chicken." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I see how it is."
That's what you get for showing up late, bro.
Bro, and then my guy Max is like, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to hop on the champagne sauce," which is so, like, not, like, the first thing to do. You know, like, I was like, "Yo."
Dude, I was doing it first because I was, like, most nervous. It was the least confident project.
It was the most fun. Yeah. You were most excited to do it.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
It's fun. But, like, dude, so Max is immediately like, "Let me do the project that I'm excited to do that's, like, fun. Decot, go fucking debone 25 pounds of goddamn chicken in the corner." I was like, "I see how it is."
Yo, chicken breast is half the price.
Got it, dude. I wasn't like, "Why did you do this?"
No, but
I
was just like, "Dude, riding a bike."
It was like riding a bike, dog. 10 minutes. Bro, she was done in 10 minutes.
Shit, yeah,
I said 10 minutes.
Like 2 hours.
Over the 2 hours I did it, I was like, "Yo, 10 minutes, dude. 10 minutes.
But dude, it felt good to be in the kitchen together, just talking our shit, getting rowdy. Yeah, I don't know. I was pretty tired, and I was trying to get the fuck out of there.
I was like, yo,
you were just like enjoying the ride.
I was like, this is fun. I haven't been in the kitchen to prep for deep.
I was like, yeah, it's really nice when it's not your job.
Yeah, it was sick. It was like the ultimate celebrity shift.
And then you stuff them chickens, too.
Oh, baby, did I ever.
Dude, put it right up in their bellies.
Yeah, I put a bulge in their bellies. You know what I'm saying?
And then what else did we do? I did cuke salad dressing.
Yeah, we mashed potatoes.
I made the stuffing, and then you made the mashed potatoes. Right?
Yeah, and then we cut and marinated the salmon.
I did.
Yeah, okay. I was just giving
you... fucking around, bro.
I feel you, dog. So, yeah, we prepped.
Listen, I gotta hype up because I, like, fell off on the second wave. And game two wasn't as strong for me.
Yeah, so let's get to game two. So we prepped all night to, like, midnight or some shit. I get home, like, 12:30, go to bed. Get up at 5 to go to my real job in the morning. But I only worked a half day. Don't worry, y'all. Only worked a half day, left at noon.
He's not in it for the money anyway.
I'm not in it for the money nor the clout, dude.
I'm not in it for the foul followers.
Y'all know this, dude. I'm not about them followers, okay?
In it for the sauce. That's it.
Yeah, right? About that sauce. So we get there for the pop-up. What time did we get started?
You were late again.
I wasn't fucking late. You were like half an hour late. You're bugging me.
Yeah, because you had to go to like multiple liquor stores to pick up booze.
Yeah, yeah. They were all like within like a, you know, 1 mile radius by my house, but yeah.
Okay, well, you were like, yo, I'm going to be late, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because we were planning on going together at first. We were going to meet at your house and then shoot over.
So I hustled all
the product. And so then like a good friend and coworker was like, hey, I'm going to be a couple minutes late, so you just go without me and I'll meet you in downtown. So dude, I wasn't holding you up at all.
Downtown is always a bitch to park, but this weekend it has been like on another level, dude. Like it was hard finding parking.
Au contraire, when I rolled up to the spot, there was one in front of the Bolt, dude. I pulled up right in front of Bolt. There was a spot for me. I pulled in and then I got to work.
How nice. Yeah, you did. You went straight to the Holly. You just like head down, like. You know, like not talking to anyone, just doing Holly.
I gassed up that Holly real good, y'all. I think we got some positive reviews on it.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Yeah, I was holding it down.
It was gleaming.
Dude, this shit was glistening in the sun.
But yeah, you started doing that. Bolt was still like closing up and shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I forgot the sake at my house.
Yeah, so this kid, Max, immediately starts bugging. So what Max didn't know is that my sister, shout out Ekat, was coming to drop off all the plates we were using. And she was also like said to me multiple times, you guys need help with anything else? Like I can help with this, that, whatever. And I'm like, we're fine. We'll see if we need help with something. I'll let you know.
We were not fun.
I get there and Max is immediately like, you got to go to my house. I forgot. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up? What's up, dude? And he goes, I forgot the sake. Now, we don't open for service for an hour and a half. So, like, we don't need
We had a lot of prep to do.
But he did, like, the thing is, if I could have gotten a word in edgewise, I would have been able to be like, yeah, my sister will be here in 2 minutes, and we could just send her to your house or some shit like that.
You know how
before that even she even was able to arrive, Max was just like, all right, I'm going. And he just bounced to go to get the sake, where I was like, dude, I was like, immediately I caught the vibe, bro. I was just like, bro, stop, breathe for a second, take a second, realize that we don't need the sake for like an hour. So like we could prep and then go get it. Like, but Max was just like, we gotta go, we gotta get this shit done. So like it was pretty intense.
I like to be ready, man.
Well, dude,
I was going over the top.
Dude, yeah. Well, I mean, you are about this clout and followers, and your name is your name, dog. Facts, and we could be tarnishing your name by not being prepped up.
Yeah, and we also like, you know, threw down a lot of money.
Yeah, we both poured our wallets.
I don't know about that much, but like enough that I would have been pissed if we didn't make it back. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would have been pissed because like obviously an event like this isn't about the money. I mean, it is literally a fundraiser, so I guess it isn't.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, like if
I was out here to have fun, dog.
If it was fucking dead and we made like $150,
that would be a bummer.
I would have been like pissed.
It would be a bummer.
I would be like angrily eating champagne chicken right now.
It would have, like, yeah, I would have been mad, but I wouldn't have been mad about the money. I would have been just like sad because like, damn, nobody likes us, bro. Nobody came out.
Unfortunately, that's not the case.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do have that clout.
Yeah. As D-God's sitting here sipping Douce.
I'm sipping Douce. Shout out to Fred who gave us the blunt as well.
Oh yeah. So anyway, so Ecott, well, let's go into like Ecott showed up and just like started killing it. Like
she crushed it.
Not that we like had that much for her to do, but just like her assistance helped.
She's very helpful. Yeah. She's very, what do you need? Can I help with anything? Can I do this? Can I do that? She washed the plates that she brought and everything. She held it down for us. And then so we set up together. We set up pretty well, but
it wasn't set up well.
Well, we
thought it was.
Yeah, we set up what we thought was pretty well. Luckily, your boy D-Cott was there to like anticipate certain problems. Like I could tell, we get there, we have like maybe 5 or 6 saute pans total, like maybe 8 to 9 like sizzle pans. And I'm like, yo, if we're going to be making...
And 4 burners.
If we're making pan-seared champagne chicken and fucking teriyaki salmon all night, we need to be dishing so fast. Like, it's like as soon as I'm done with this saute pan, it needs to be going to the dish pit to be scrubbed and cleaned and brought back. Because, like, we only had, like, 5 or 6 saute pans total.
Yeah.
So, like, I, like, assessed this situation. I was like, dude, we got to be on this. Set up a big-ass bowl for, like, a pan pickup station and shit. We got into it, and so the plan was for me to expo.
And me to work the line.
And for Max to work the line. So 6:30 rolls around.
Wait a second. So we were going to do, D-Cott was going to expo, but D-Cott was also going to be the one poaching the egg on an induction burner.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Mark shows up with the induction burner, and, like, the pan doesn't work with the machine or something like that.
We're like, yeah, you're going to use an induction burner. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm familiar with those. They didn't take the time to think, induction burners only work with, like, pots that are made for induction burners.
I didn't think about that.
You can't just put a normal pot on an induction burner. It won't work.
It's kind of stupid.
So they started.
Anyway.
It's, like, the whole way it works. And so, like, it's... We go to put in the induction burner. I put a pot of water on it to start the Benny water, and it won't, like, the burner won't kick on. And I'm like, bro.
No, it was the flat top burner wouldn't kick on.
Oh, well, no, I'm talking about the induction burner when we put the pot on it. Okay. Like, usually you turn on an induction burner, and it's like when the correct kind of pot is on it, it can, like, read it. And it's like, okay, set your temperature and shit.
It's like magnetic.
Yeah, and, like, it couldn't read the pot. So right away I was like, dude, this induction burner is not going to work. We're going to have to poach eggs. So immediately the workload goes from me making 1/3 of the dishes and Max on the line making 2/3 of the dishes to the line making 100% of the dishes and expo not even being a thing. So on the fly, we're like, okay, well, this suddenly changed. Then 6:30. Oh yeah. Also,
then the flat top pilot went out.
So get this, people. Max is then like, yo, we might have to go flat topless. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking? Reminder: we have 4 burners, and if you got one of those burners is a pot of water. And then you assume at least 2 of those burners are actively going to be cooking chicken or salmon. That leaves, what, 1 burner to do all of the mashed potato sides?
I started doing the salmon on the flat top once.
Well, I'm saying if the flat top is broken, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like there was nothing. It was going to be so fucking bad. And I'm like, bro, did you check the thermocouple? Like, I don't know what the fuck that is. So I get down there, and I'm like, I think the pilot's just out and shit. And so how would you describe that, like, fucking
that
igniter? I was like, you got a grill lighter so I can, like, try to find a pilot? He signals to this thing hanging from the wall. And it's like a grill lighter, only if, like, the long tube of a grill lighter was, like, 18 inches long and was like metal flex hose, so you could bend it.
You can bend it however you want, and it's not a flame. It's like a
spark.
Little mini stun gun.
It's just it's just like made to be an igniter and shit. Yeah. So I started turning on like the gas in the flat top, and put the igniter in there, and sure enough, I got it to. Poof, fucking Ignite after a while. And like I was like,
beast.
Thank fucking God.
Dude, got the it was like, time. Dude, it was like our service started at 6:30 and he did that literally at like 6:24 or
dude,
some shit.
We just got the flat top on and I was just like, dude, if we didn't have the flat top, we'd be so fucked.
Right? And then we immediately just got fucked with tickets.
Nah, dude. So that's false.
What are you talking
so
about?
So what happened was, at first, we get one ticket, like this one pair of people comes in and they got like two chickens to go, I think, or something like that.
Nah, you're bugging. The first ticket was the Urban Fellow crew and they got three to go. They got three champ chickens to go.
Okay, three to go. So they it was one ticket at first, though.
And then a second
ticket. Shorty, they came in the back door and thanked you afterwards. I don't know if I know her name.
Did Cheyenne come behind?
And yeah, she like popped her head in the back. It was like, yeah, she was like, we housed them down and okay, shit. Like, yeah. Remember that? So yeah, so one ticket at first comes in. It's like three champ chickens, and I'm like, okay, like dredge it like this, drop it like this. I'm like trying to help like coach Max through this, right? Max, it be like stress level going up, dude. And he's like, oh, I gotta do this, He starts, y'all, this guy Max started fucking snapping at me for something. He was like, yo, let's go, grab me this. Go grab me that, grab me that. And I'm like, bro, you gotta stop, dude. He was snapping his fingers at me. I was like, yo, the disrespect, like that's just... For one, hanging one ticket on the board. Like, yeah, another one printed probably by the time we were snapping.
No, by the time.
And then a couple more. First
by
you
the
had
time
like,
you had to take over, it was like seven or eight.
There was like, yeah. So we started hanging tickets. And then I'm just like, bro, we're switching, dude. Like, I had to like. Because
I also immediately apologized when I snapped that.
You were.
My bad. That was ridiculous.
No, dude. You are. Dude, I will give it to you. You are, for someone that's so like cocky and deluded, you actually are pretty humble that like when you get called out for shit, you are like, yeah, you know what, you're right, bet, which is like that takes a lot of
humility.
Well,
I just, you know, I am the goat, but I make mistakes constantly, so yeah.
At least you're able to acknowledge them. That's what I'm saying, like, well, you're at least able to be like I do make mistakes, so like It starts getting a little rough.
I got swamped and it was just like, all right, Decot just, well, actually I didn't ask. Decot was like, yeah, hop off.
I was like, yo, like, I hopped in and I was like, drop this, do that, turn this pan on, drop these.
And you were like, this isn't working. And you like shifted the way I had the station set up too.
Yeah.
We're moving the dredge over here. You were like, we're doing the salmon in the pan. I forgot you did something else.
Yeah, so I was telling him he was trying to originally at first do the teriyaki salmon on the flat top, which is like the main thing we were going to use the flat top for was like heating up the mashed potato portions. And I'm like, bro, I really don't think you want this teriyaki salmon on the flat top getting teriyaki sauce into your mashed potatoes. Like, that's not going to be good. And teriyaki sauce, those that know, that shit stains your flat top. Like, that corner is the teriyaki corner, like, for the night, you know, when you do that shit. And I just knew the champion chicken, the amount of mashed potatoes we're going to have. And sure enough, at one point,
there was
seven. I was like, dropped seven mashed potatoes on the flat top. And it's one of these rinky-dink flat tops that's like, you know,
well,
just
it's a flat top
a two-burner.
No, one burner.
But, it's like, I mean, it's the size of,
the size of
two burners on a range. Like, so it's very thin. You know, you can fit maybe 10 to 15 English muffins on. Like, it's like you couldn't fit a full order of pancakes on this fucking thing. Like, not establishment pancakes. Like, you couldn't fit 4 8-inch flapjacks on that shit. Like, it's a small flat top. So I was like, dude, I think you should change to this. Like, I had this whole vision in my head of how this was going to go because I fucking cooked shrimp chicken before, dog.
Like, I mean, it was funny because, like, before we had the pop-up, when we showed Casey the menu, she was like, I don't know, maybe you guys are, like, going a little hard. You know?
She was like, this might be a little much. Maybe you should just do burgers.
I think the next one we might do burgers, but...
We'll do gas burgers, but, like, dude, I don't think we bit off too much than we can chew. Like, I think it went...
It was close.
It went pretty smooth.
Yeah, but, like, if...
If we had more people.
Yeah, if we had been, like, way more slammed, it could have been worse. I don't know.
I don't know how much...
I think our execution was pretty good.
I think so, too.
There were points in the service where, like, like I brought someone food out and like there were no more, there was no silverware out. And I was like, oh fuck. Like, so like, I don't know. Things could have like been tighter.
I kind of had a feeling that those little things might be like, things that we didn't realize were going to be an issue.
Yeah. But I mean, we're also just not a restaurant. We're a pop-up. Well, we're a podcast.
We're a podcast about restaurants.
Night, for the night,
we're the guys that claim to know everything about the restaurant industry. I mean, so yeah. But so I fucking kicked this dude off the line. Like, well, when that first rush of tickets came in, it started as just Max on the line. Then I'm coming in and I'm like, I'm dropping this, I'm dropping that, I'm doing this. I was like helping him on the line. Then as soon as it calmed down a little bit, and Max was like, oh, I'm gonna go like smoke real quick or some shit.
You made
I was like, yo, you're taking a semi-permanent line break right now, dog. You're taking a permanent line break.
Well, also like, you know, like, okay, so like, you know, the expo position kind of disappeared.
It wasn't a thing.
And then the front of the house person was doing the spaghettis, pretty much.
Yeah, because like, one of the things that expo I was going to do as an expo was make the cocktails. Yeah. But Casey was pretty quickly like, yeah, I can fucking handle doing that. Because she was just standing there like waiting for it to be done.
Also, we sold out of sake like fast.
Yeah, the sake.
Not that we had that much sake.
Shout out James Mark.
Yeah, shout out James. That shit went quick.
Shit was good.
But yeah, and then basically the expo position turned into just dishes because it was just like those pans needed to be washed.
Yeah, right?
Like
I was just like, yo, so
like, hell yeah, I'll just be the dish bitch. Took all the pressure off me.
Let's get this pan pickup. I need a pan pickup. Like, and also Max, like it was like you were also the sideline guy. Like I was like, come in here, like, drop these potatoes for me.
I need some Gus.
Drop this Gus. Drop six orders of Gus.
Get that Gus in the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, calling you when you don't fucking put parsley on the plate or whatever.
Yeah, you did relish
that. Honestly, dude, shout out, because, like, out of all, like, all the things kind of came out how I expected, except the bennies were way better.
You think?
Like, the bennies, like, even just looked sexier, dude. Like, with the tomatoes and the avo, it just looked really good.
I mean, fingernail painting emoji.
I mean, it's funny to be serving eggs bennies with hollandaise at like 9 o'clock at night.
But like, I kind of thought it was going to be a sneaky good seller because people would be like, how many opportunities do I have to get eggs Benedict at night? Like,
yeah, for dinner? And I mean, we don't have the stats.
It probably sold more than the salmon. I don't know. Chicken was definitely number one.
I mean, we sold out. So. Yeah,
but we didn't have that much. Like, if we were busier.
I mean, I'll let you know. I'll get the stats back.
Listen, listeners, we'll let you know, okay? We're going to get the box score accumulated, and we'll let you know the, you know, WAR plus, you know, the VORP, the slugging percentage, what have you.
Yeah. Shout out Fred for this giant blunt. Fred came, Decod's boy.
My boy Fred from the cannabis industry.
He's my boy now, too, I think.
Yeah, you guys.
We bonded.
Yeah. You didn't have like a meet cute per se. You had like a meet aggressive. These two were button heads.
Well, no, not at first. At first we were cool.
Yeah, of course.
Until, you know, other things got involved. Yeah. But he came through and hung out with us in the kitchen for a little bit, which was like a little weird, but it's all good. And he gave us this.
Everybody was hanging out with us. My mom's was hanging out with us. Yeah, in the kitchen. But
come on, that's special clout.
That's, you know, fam, I mean? Shit, yeah. Dog.
But anyway, Fred came through with this 11-gram blunt that in oil says R2D for Rags to Dishes, which we're smoking right now.
I think he also, it looks like he might have tried to sprinkle, or not tried to, but successfully like sprinkled the oil with like keef to get like a moon rocks type situation. You can see the dusty kefir on the oil.
Safe to say I'm high as fuck.
Yeah. We bought in no
what
fun.
What were some other like cool points in the night? Like, let's be before it ended, because the after is a whole nother thing.
I just want to say personally, I think you know this and could see in the moment, and it was pretty obvious, but I was gassed up, dude, to do it.
Dude, you were crushing it too. like you, yeah. Dude, you put it. Okay, wait. This happened later in the night, but you put it best, bro. You were Jamal Crawford. You came off the bench, put up 40-20, talked some shit, and broke some ankles.
Well, that's it. It was like Jamal Crawford in the sense that it's just like he was out of the league 2 weeks ago, and then some team signs him to a 10-day contract. He comes in and drops 30, fucking crossing up rookies and shit. That was me.
Just goes back to his business.
And then just went back to not being in the league. But yeah, dude, I came in and I was just like, you know, I think listeners know I get nostalgic for the lifestyle a lot. And I start like, you know, reminiscing about the battles and the good old days and shit. And I was just like, geeked to battle again. Yeah,
you're geeked up. You're geeked up off them bars.
I was ready to get after it.
But yeah, it was great, dude. I mean, Bulk Coffee, shout out. Shout out Mark and
thanks
Brian
so much to Mark and gang. Letting us use their shit.
Such a beautiful space. And I just think it was cool that it was downtown. I don't know.
Shout out to Figadini's for hooking us up with that pie. Yes,
exactly. Always.
So just like this was also bringing me back to like working in the industry type shit because we were exchanging like shift
like
meals
yeah, like
with the restaurant next door.
Yeah.
So we hooked Figadini up with some food. They got slammed that night, huh? And they were all staying late to prep.
They were mad. Yeah. So well, it's because. All right. So
let's go.
So game one, we prepped. Game two was like your game, your flu game. I didn't do well.
Yep.
For me, tonight is game four because we're doing this. And game three, I worked grill at Figadini by myself after only training for one day. So they stayed late to prep me up. So basically my station last night, they were prepping for you. Yo, but I killed it last night.
You did?
They prepped my station up so well, but like crushed it.
You were just trying to emulate what you saw the night before.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? He had his game. I got to have a good like rebound. I can't go 0-for-2. But dude, didn't like cook wrong any steaks. Didn't fuck anything up. It was good.
Dude,
I might have made some portions a little too fat, but that's all.
That's not a problem, dude.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But yeah. And then tonight's game four. Because, dude, we're doing two eps, and we're going to go fucking do a hot dog thing.
Yeah, so just so the listeners know, we're getting blundered up. We're about to go host a hot dog eating contest.
By Masa Taqueria on Fed Hill, but, I mean, this will be out way after. Anyway, let's get back into, so, like, service was busy. There was, like, really, like, two big waves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that first wave where I had to be kicked off the line, and then there was, like, another big-ass wave.
At, like, 8 or some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Which was perfect, because, like, that lull in the middle, we were able to chill, reassess.
Say hey to people.
Yeah, go hop out, say what up to people. It was kind of perfectly paced in that sense, that it's, like, if it was busier, like, when my mom was leaving, shout out my mom for coming out. When she was leaving, she wanted to come back and like say what up to me, and like, and I was like, yo, she came in the kitchen and I was slanging like crazy, crazy weeded. And I was like, I can't even like stop and hug you. So then at one point I was like, all right, hug you, love you, bye. And like, it was busy, but like, if it was like, it was great that it wasn't like that the whole night. Cause like you said, it was like, once that calmed down, I was able to pop out, say what up to people and stuff like that.
Yeah, shout out my mom too. She came through.
Real talk.
But even like other people that like fans of the pod that aren't even like our close friends, like obviously like Scout and Bruce and, you know, and Julie and all of them came out, but mm-hmm. like they were just like just a good turnout. Ford came out. Like shout out Ford. Ford okay. hasn't been on the pod in a while.
Dude, Ford is low key MVP of this pod. He's so supportive. I love him so much. Shout out Ford.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Jamal Crawford, he's like Lou Williams.
Dude, I mean, nah, I don't think you catch him like eating hot wings at the strip joint when he's supposed to be in the bubble. And shit.
I don't know. Maybe he could.
I think, nah, he's more like
a... He's just like a low-key all-star, that's how I feel.
He's like, I don't know. I feel like he's like a OG veteran Vince Carter, like when he was hopping around to a new team every year at the end.
Okay.
Which is like everybody respects him. He's real supportive. Yeah,
and he'd have like one or two highlights a year where he's just like absolutely. You're like, how is he at it? Still dunk.
Yeah, he's just like the guy on the team that everybody likes because he's like really nice and supportive and great. Love you for it.
So the last hour just like kind of died out. And then Casey had to go.
We got right out of there, dog.
We did get right out of there.
I was like, yo, we're getting right out of here, bro. We're getting right out of here. And then we actually did. We were able to start cleaning up before 9 or before 10 when we stopped serving.
Yeah.
So, like, if I wasn't dicking around, we could have got out of there by like 10:30 or some shit.
Maybe like 10:45.
Yeah. But I was dicking around.
So what? So we're closing up.
Yeah.
Decop pops the rosé, the Virgil Abloh.
Oh, bro, yeah. Shout out to Jody. We had fucking off-white Moet, dude. We had this, I had a Moet and Chandon rosé. Off-white edition, courtesy of Virgil Abloh. I've been saving for a special occasion. This seemed apropos, bro.
Fucking honored, bro.
Yeah.
I think it tasted better when we were just doing this, though.
Okay. Thank you for not verbalizing.
Yeah. But so then basically, like, we're close. We're almost, like, packed up. You know what I mean? Like, we're almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go take the expensive equipment to the car,
mm-hmm.
do it, put it in my trunk.
Yeah.
And I also took all of the cash.
Mm-hmm.
So like
smart
without saying how much, a lot of money to just be having on you
bands to make her dance
cash. And I put it in the trunk and I'm like, kind of like bugging out about it. And then I shut the trunk and I realized that I locked my keys in my trunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
So
I was even more unhinged.
So I'm out back. So like Max started to get a little bit testy again at the end of the night because I wasn't really pulling my weight cleaning up because like,
well, wait, this hold on. To be fair, you clean the station well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you did the flat top really nice.
When it came time to do the details, like taking out the trash and mopping and shit, I was checked out. I was like, I just dropped 40 and 20, dude. I'm good. Yeah. I'm done.
And now Ecott was helping, too.
I was Embiid sitting on the bench for the end of the fourth because, like, we were in a blowout win. But, yeah, I didn't really pull my weight towards the end. So, Max would get a little testy again. It was like, come on, dude. I want to get out of here. Let's go. So
well,
Max,
I also wanted to, like, go to the bar. This is also why I was so pissed about the whole fucking lockdown.
This is why I'm saying it.
Because I was, like, trying to go out and have a good time because we were getting out of there early.
This is
like 11 o'clock.
This is why I'm saying this and try to offer context. That, like, your mood was already slightly deteriorating because I was annoyingly not helping us get out of there. So, you were like, all right, let's go. Trying to get out of here. Then you lock your keys in your car and you're like, fuck. Like, you were just. He was pissed, y'all. So, like, I'm out back.
And my car was like 3 blocks from the pop up. Like, it's not like it was just right out the side like your fucking car was. Not to like.
Yeah.
Well, not to make it more dramatic, but I did have to walk like 6 blocks for no reason.
Yeah. So, anyway, when Max gets mad, y'all. Everybody's got to know about it, okay? Like, that's the thing. Like, so bad.
But it's the same thing when I'm happy, too.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah. You know, there are those people that you're like, oh, I can tell when this person's mad because they're, like, not saying anything and they're mad introverted. It's like, Max isn't one of those people. Like, when Max is mad, he's not the most introverted about it. But, like, so I'm sitting out back after a job well done, after putting up 40 and 20, 2 blocks, and I'm fucking sitting up.
Towels on his neck.
Towels on my neck, dude. Low-key drip. Fucking Duke shirt on my back. And I'm fucking...
We didn't even bring that up, that you were draped up like Duke.
Yeah, I have my Duke shirt, my last shirt that Duke gave me from back in the day.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Duke. Bleep that last name. And so we're fucking... drinking out behind Bolt, I get a phone call from Max, and he's like, yo, you got to... He's like, I can't go out tonight. I just locked my keys in my car. And was there something else you said before, I can't go out tonight? He was like...
It was something about, like, AAA or something.
Like, no, you were like, I can't go out tonight, but I feel like there was a bigger reason you were calling me. Like, it wasn't like, you need to bring me to my house. Not yet. But you were like, I need this from you. I can't go out tonight. I got to wait for AAA because I lost my keys in the car. And I was like...
Oh, it was my grinder.
Your grinder. You were like, I need my fucking grinder. I just locked my keys in my car. I can't go out tonight. I got to sit here and wait for AAA. I'm like, all right, dude. And it was like kind of like things coming full circle because just like in the beginning of the night, you just needed to take a second, breathe, take a step back and realize like, oh, we can just go to your house and pop open the window and climb in and get your spare key. So fucking.
Well, I didn't even think I've
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you were so heated in the moment.
I didn't even think about the fact that, I had a spare key.
You couldn't think straight. You were just so mad. And, yeah, like, because you were already frustrated. And then, like, doing that, you were just like, fuck. It's totally understandable. Yeah. And, like, so then you're mad. And then you come to the realization, oh, shit, I can get the spare from my house. Then you're like, oh, fuck, we can't. My roommate's not home. Dan's not home. We can't
and the lock
get in. The lock's broken.
We were just like, all right, Freddie, climb
Fred's
up
Fred's like, yo, I'll fucking climb that fire escape, dog. And so we fucking get to Max's apartment and boost Freddie up to the fucking fire escape while he's singing Nickelback's Hero. And he fucking busts in the window, comes in and lets Max into his own apartment so Max can grab the spare key. And then... everything was cool from there, right, bro? Right?
What do you mean by cool?
Like, your mood changed. Like, you were...
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, no. Honestly, I was at the point where I was like, I need...
You're already tie-tied.
This, this was before my fucking keys got locked in my trunk. I was at the point where I was like, dude, I'm happy everything was successful, but I need to, like... sit down and unwind and like smoke a blunt and like drink. You know what I mean? Just like I needed to chill like a normal line cook after a long ass shift. I needed to wind down.
And the thing was I was already
and
there.
Everyone was wound up.
I was drinking, I was smoking, I was chilling already. So like I get
so
I
no,
totally
once
understand
once
that.
We got my keys, yeah, I felt better. But you I don't think like, I truly felt better until we got to Kimmy's. Like that was when I sat down at the picnic table with my drink, I was like this is great.
Yeah.
This was a great night.
We went to Kimmy's afterwards, which was sick. And yo, ran into fucking Carson there, dog.
Yo, that was like cherry on top of the night, dude.
So we get to Kimmy's, this bar.
Apparently, we have talked about Carson on the podcast.
I believe so. We have touched on Carson before. And so we got to the bar and I'm getting a drink and this person comes up to me with like a fucking winter coat on. And it's giving me that like neck tilt look like, I know you, right? Like, hey, what's up? And like, long time no see. And I was fucking Carson, who I remember. And it like, took me a second to pull the name, but she worked at the establishment, started as a dishwasher, and was like, she was like 15. But you know how there are some 15 year olds that look 20 and some 15 year olds that look 10. Like,
yeah.
She was one of the latter. She was a 15 year old that you're like, wow, I would have guessed like 13.
Yeah.
Like, looked really young, really small. And it was like, is this going to work out as you being a dishwasher next to
and she crushed it, right?
Toxic
so
motherfuckers.
I didn't really,
like
I didn't really
me
remember
and Jimmy.
I guess I worked with her for a little bit.
And so she was a dishwasher and she crushed it to everyone's surprise. Like, I guess you could compare it to like Ruby where she was like, she crushed it.
She wasn't blackout drunk the whole time.
Well, Ruby crushed it before Shea Boy. Like,
did Ruby crush it in the dish pit, though? I feel like
if
she just
you
she held
it,
her own.
If you
yeah,
can make
okay,
it,
okay,
you're crushing
okay.
it. Right, like,
fair,
you know
fair.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, Carson was one of those people that was, like, a flash in the pan type person that, like, I mean, maybe she worked there a summer or two summers. I don't think she was, like, you know, I think she was still in high school, of course, so she wasn't, like, working in the school
well,
year.
She said that she had, like, left and come back once or twice too.
Yeah,
like everyone else.
It was probably like school year shit working summers. But yeah, we ran into her at the bar, which was such a trip because it was like coming from
well, I didn't, dude. Like my phone was blown up so much during that. On
God,
the, with,
humble
on,
brag.
On,
you're
stop,
so
on the
popular.
Podcast Instagram. It's fucking. but they had messaged me, Dave and Buster's ? And I didn't know
who's they
Carson. And I didn't know whose Instagram it was.
Yeah.
And I just said, nah, Kimmy's. And that's why Carson went to Kimmy's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the trip seeing Carson there. I was like, whoa. It was like, yeah. And it was so weird for me because like I said, like we were at an establishment themed event and it happened to bump into a former establishment coworker later that night.
Small world.
Small state. Small city. Small dicks. You know how we do.
Yeah, I mean, that we should just end it.
Yeah, that's it, dog. That's the wrap up, yo.
Well, yeah, thank you, you know, all the people that helped us get this done, all the people that came out and supported. Everyone else, go fuck everyone yourself. Everyone
else next time, y'all.
Yeah.
Next time we'll be making fucking smash burgers and homemade pickles. Nah,
next time we doing like we'll do like a Monday night so industry heads can pop.
Industry
out.
Heads only. Yeah.
Or but maybe a Sunday.
Smash night. Burgers and homemade yeah. pickles.
I don't know. We'll do something. And we'll take a break. We gotta figure out our merch.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway.
Hey, any more yawns you want to get out on the fucking mic?
Rangers season starts next week.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. How about them Gunners today, dog? 3-2 over Liverpool, dude. We are top the league. We are top the league. What up, boy? Shout out, Arsenal.
The Jets also put up 40 points this week. Not that I care about football, but.
Yeah, we care about football on this podcast, not football.
Anyway, I'm Max Messier Richter.
I'm Dan Connor.
This is the Rags to Dishes podcast.
Come on, you Gunners.
All right, yo, so I hope you stuck around because I fucked up.
Just cut this in the middle of the episode. Yeah.
Nah, I think it's kind of cool, actually, that we'll do it at the end. So no one really fucking recorded any audio, but I got a couple. So here's number one.
We had a mic set up at the event.
Yeah, we said that, like, if you came and said your shit, maybe you'd get on the pod. So here's number one. Oh, wait, hold on.
Technical difficulties.
I fucked up. Yeah, no, I didn't set up the Bluetooth.
You're getting kicked off the line right again.
How embarrassing. All right. So here's the first one.
Urban fellow in the house, we're saying what's up.
Yo, that was probably Cheyenne, I think.
Let's go.
Cheyenne or Lauren, but shout out Urban Fellow. Best barbers in Providence, no doubt.
Yo.
That's where I always get my hair kizzied.
God.
All right, here's another one.
The food was off the bone. You already know. Full of flavor. Chicken, eggs, Benny, salmon salad. Purr.
Yo, that was Ryan Lowe.
Yeah, shout out, my guy.
Ryan Lopes came through.
The bag was secured as soon as he came through, dog. Facts.
All right, now one. Literally, there's only three that were legible. Here's the other one.
Dude, in the words of My Blue Heaven, I don't tip, I overtip.
That has to be Julie, right?
No yeah. doubt. That is definitely Julie.
Also, shout out My Blue Heaven. That's like my favorite Steve Martin movie.
Yeah, wow. That was a sick ref.
Yeah, that's a good ref. We're going to have to use that on the.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get that sample or some shit.
Oh, no doubt. And just Julie's voice doing it.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, see you next week. Bye.
Peace.